It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As New York City contemplates serious laws on policies involving vaccinations, congestion, parking, and marijuana, one New York lawyer and comedian is turning some less serious laws around the country into jokes. Andrea Coleman is both a practicing lawyer and a stand-up comedian, and she hosts a live show called Woke Laws. WNYC's cultural critic Rebecca Carroll sat down with her to discuss the ideas behind the show and what it feels like to be a black woman lawyer and a comedian right now. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
All right, let's start with the name of the show. Why does she call it Woke Law?
So Coleman digs into archives and researches various laws in different states and then uses the now sort of ubiquitous term woke to apply to the ones she thinks are acceptable, which is maybe not that funny on the face of it until you hear some of the laws she finds. Here she is describing how she goes about finding these laws.
I usually pick like a silly, lighthearted law that isn't typically charged on its face. And then I define woke as basically if I like it. I say, like, this is the woke law courtroom. I'm the Supreme Court justice of this courtroom, and I decide if a law is woke. And so my favorite law in America is in, I think it's in Alabama. No, it's Arkansas, where you have to pronounce Arkansas correctly. Because you can't say Arkansas or Arkansas.
Well, what happens? Will you get fined?
I know. And I was curious, too. Like, can you be arrested anywhere if you mispronounce
right, exactly.
Arkansas? I asked her. Only in Arkansas?
Correct. Just
so,
in
but
Arkansas.
If you, they can't come for you right now, right? Because you just said Arkansas.
That's a good point. Yeah. I have to look at the language of the law. But I think you have to be in the state. And if you mispronounce it, you get in trouble. I mean, it's very vague in terms of what actually happens to you. But I just like that there's this law that says you have to pronounce a name correctly because people mispronounce my name all the time. And so that's the basis of it. Obviously, it's not a good idea in terms of the First Amendment or anything like that. But in my courtroom, you have to pronounce people's names correctly.
Now, imagine if there were pronouncer laws like that in public radio. I mean, I'd be in jail.
All of us would be in jail. But then I got to thinking, sure, there's a lot of weird, even absurd laws in America, but there's also a lot of racist laws in America. And so how does she tackle that as a black woman lawyer and comedian?
How do you gauge what's silly and what's downright offensive?
I base it just on how it feels when I read it. The purpose of this show, or for the Woke Law show, is for it to be something light that people can have fun with. But some people have suggested like laws that have to do with race, and that's challenging for me because I don't think it's not going to be a lighthearted conversation for me. It's not going to be funny.
Right.
Or it's going to take some time for that to happen.
Right.
I mean, it takes time for me to make a joke about something that is personally upsetting or offensive to me. There's work that has to go into it. And so for the Woke Law show, I'm generating those like vlogs and articles every week. And so I'm like, it's going to take me more than a few days to not be upset about this.
All right, that sounds like a lot to process. Did she talk at all about what the comedy looks like once she gets to that other side of being upset?
Yeah, she actually said that her biggest laughs come from some of her most painful, usually racist experiences. Here's an example she gave.
When I first started practicing law, I was meeting up with a client to defend her for a deposition, and we'd only ever had conversations over the phone, so I guess she did not know I was black. And so when she saw me, she had a very strong reaction to me and didn't want me to represent her and gave me a lot of pushback. And it was such an intense experience for me, very painful. I wanted to cry, but I was in a professional environment and I needed to conduct a deposition and defend her in that deposition. And so I, you know, held the high ground and kind of just stood there while she worked through her emotions. And I'm like, okay, so let's go into a conference room so I can prepare you for this deposition. And I'm like shaking and my armpits were burning, which is what usually happens when I get upset. But that, I turned it into a joke. And the punchline being like, does she think this is part of some elaborate black scheme to trick white people by defending them at depositions?
But that, of course, has to feed into how she feels about herself beyond the joke, right?
Yeah, she talked about the vulnerability of just that, putting herself sort of out there and then dealing with the inherent expectation that we as black folks should educate white people if they don't quite understand a reference or a joke or a commentary about race and racism.
It's a vulnerable position to be in. I find that when I'm honest about what my experience is, the reactions are strong. So like I said, having the person say to me, you're racist and you're focused on race and you're the problem.
And you don't feel like you're in this role like of being educating. Or maybe you do and that's fine.
Sometimes I'm in the mood to do that and sometimes I'm not. Like sometimes I'm in the mood to talk about why my hair is doing what it's doing and sometimes I'm not. And sometimes it makes me think, why don't you already know this? Like mm-hmm. you're an adult mm-hmm. living in America, like living in this country. Why don't you know this already?
See, I feel that way like all the time.
Sometimes I'm feeling more generous. Sometimes I've had more sleep, more water. I don't know. But it depends on, it depends.
Are there any woke laws that she especially liked?
Yes, and I asked her that. And mind you, she could have said literally anything to me because I can identify about 7 actual laws that exist in this country. I'm not proud of that, but it's true. And so she pointed to this one law in Georgia that you can't eat fried chicken with a knife and fork.
Seriously, that's a law.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Kirsten Gillibrand get some heat for doing that recently in South Carolina?
She did, and now she's out. She can't even run for vice.
But that was in South Carolina.
Okay, maybe that's a law, though, that should be on the books everywhere.
Well, here in New York, the mayor, Bill de Blasio, once ate pizza with a knife and fork. I know that was very divisive. A lot of people took sides with that. But humor aside, it does sound like Andrea Coleman is creating something unique.
She is. And as we continue to grapple with conversations around race and legislative equality, I think it's really important and great that there are people out there finding innovative and humorous ways to navigate that conversation.
You can see Andrea Coleman stand up tonight at QED in Queens, and her next Woke Law show is on May 11th at the Tank in New York. I've been speaking with WNYC's cultural critic Rebecca Carroll. For more Rebel, go to WNYC.org. Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.